Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I'm sold out.
The book of Colossians, chapter 1, from verse 24. Please read for me. We only have one mic.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24.
Yes.
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body. Mm-hmm. Which is the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
There is a mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations. Hallelujah. But now, it has been revealed
manje iveziwe
to his saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Continue. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Is
Christ in you?
Amen.
Your amen is not convincing.
Amen.
Is Christ in you?
Amen.
I'll ask you one more time. Is Christ in you?
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. What a blessing to have Christ living in us. Hallelujah. So we have been in a journey where we are talking about this mystery that God has now revealed. That the Lord Jesus is living in us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful blessing that the creator of the heavens and the earth is in you and me. Hallelujah. So just to quickly recap, I have taught you that this means that he literally is living in you. It's not like something that will happen in the future. It's not something that will happen when you die. If you are born again, he is in you. On the day you received him into your heart, he has been in you since and until today. Hallelujah. And he will continue to be in you. Amen.
Amen.
So it's not just a saying to make us feel good. It is a reality. Jesus is living in you. And there are many signs that begin to show when you have him living in you. Are you listening to me? One of the most prominent signs that can make you be sure that he lives in you is speaking in tongues. Kel protes ivaladusias, libruti igeziba ikandoras. There are many people who don't believe in speaking in tongues. Surprisingly so. And then there are also people who only speak tongues when they feel like, you know,
Yeah, today God was in church.
Mabezwe ngathi namhlanje uNkulunkulu khona enkonzweni.
And when they feel like, you know, goosebumps.
Mabezwe ngathi banama cramp.
Then they'll go, like, for example, what were you singing?
Ngicela uthini.
Nobody like you, Lord. I can't sing like them. Nobody like you, Lord. Then you'll be there. Nobody like you. You see now.
Uzobona ukuthi akukho.
But tongues.
Kodwa izilimi.
One great sign.
Izona inkomba ezinkulu.
That you have Jesus.
Ukuthi uno Jesu kuwena.
The Apostle Paul said,
uPhawulu uthe,
I speak in tongues.
Ngikhuluma ngezilimi.
More than all of you.
Okudlula bonke.
In other words,
ngamanye amazwi,
he didn't only speak in tongues.
Ubengakhulume ngezilimi kuphela.
When he was feeling the atmosphere.
Ezwa sengathi umoya.
It means that
kusho ukuthi
when he was walking,
ngenkathi ehamba,
riphatho koroboshikela. Livuzibadagizebela. He was speaking in tongues.
Ubekhuluma ngezilimi.
When he was bathing,
mangabe
rozebetekeza baladi
kuduku.
When he was studying,
mayefunda,
radopocheke
bakhulume ngezilimi.
It's not only some special time.
Akukho lapho ikhathini ezibaluleke khona.
I was talking to somebody recently.
Ngikhuluma komunye ngokudlule.
And I was encouraging the person.
And bengim encourage
to speak in tongues.
Akhulume ngezilimi.
You understand? And the person told me a problem that they were having.
Wangitshela inkinga ayebenayo.
And I said to them,
ngathi kibona,
you have to speak in tongues a lot.
Kumele ukhulume ngezilimi uyathanda uthandi.
Because the Bible tells us,
ngabe iBhayibheli isitshela ukuthi,
that we do not know what we should pray for.
Ngeke sikwazi, kumele sikhulekele.
As we should.
And kumele sawazi.
In other words,
ngamanye amazwi,
when you have a problem,
mangabona inkinga,
there may be so many reasons.
Kuzaba khona izathu eziningi.
Why you may have a particular problem.
Ingani ube nale yonkinga.
The reasons are too many.
Izathu ziningi.
Unless you have some kind of prophetic grace.
Noma kwe unale okho mhlawumbe ukuprofethiwe.
Which not all of us have.
Ongekhona kwethu sonke.
The other day,
ngamanye amalanga,
I was watching a prophet on TV.
Ngibuka umprofeti ku TV.
And he began to prophesy on a certain lady.
Waqala prophesy akomunye wesimame.
This lady was having a lot of problems at her house.
Lo wesimame wayenenkinga eziningi emzini wakhe.
And the prophet said to her,
umprofeti wathi kuye,
do you know why you have problems?
Uyazi ukuthi yini unale nkinga na?
Some years ago,
eminyakeni eminingi edlule,
you had a lady
wawuna wesimame
who was working in your house.
Owayesebenza endlini yakho.
And this lady
and Lois mame
went on the ceiling
wagibela ceiling
and put something in there.
Wafaka something phezulu.
That thing that she put on your ceiling,
leyanto ayifaka lapha ya,
is the reason for your problem.
Isizathu senkinga zakho.
Now unless you have a prophet like that,
manje mawona umprofeti ofana nalowo,
how would you have known?
Ungazi kanjani
that somebody put something in your ceiling
ofake lapha ku ceiling yakho
and has now become the reason for your problem?
Manje isiba isizathu senkinga.
It's not easy to know.
Akukho lulu kwazi.
So that's why speaking in tongues is so important.
Ngakho ukukhuluma ngezilimi kubalekile.
Do you know what's going to happen at your child's school tomorrow?
Nebatolweni kusasa.
And so because you don't know,
ngoba wazi,
how can you pray against it?
Ungakhuleka kanjani ngakho?
So you submit to the Holy Spirit.
Uletha kumoya ingcwele.
And he helps you to speak.
And uyakusiza
ukubukhulu. In a divine language.
Nge language yakhe.
Where you can start praying.
Lapho uqala ukukhuleka ngale yonto.
That you can never know.
Ongeke uzukwazi.
Naturally.
Ngokwemvelo.
Hallelujah. I don't feel like I'm in church
today. Ngizwa ngathi ngisesontweni namhlanje.
Can you grab your neighbor and wake them up?
Ungamthinta umakhelwane umvuse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So there's many signs.
Mziningi inkomba.
Where you can begin to see.
Lapho ngaqala khona ubone.
That Jesus.
Ukuthi uJesu.
Is living in you.
Uhlala kuwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now last week,
manje evikini elidlule,
or 2 weeks ago rather, we started speaking of the fact that Christ being in you is good. But over the process of time, we need to get to a level where Christ envelops you to the point that you are no longer seen, but it is Jesus who is seen. Read for me Romans chapter 13 and verse 14. Quickly, I promise to preach fast. Romans chapter 13 and verse
14.
Romans chapter 13 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh.
He says, put on
Yembatani
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Inkosi Jesu Christu.
And make no provision
Ninganekeli
for the flesh.
Inyam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when I put on a garment, right? It covers me. It covers my body. Like as I'm dressed now, you can only see my hands and my face. The rest of me is covered. You don't see, I'm not naked. So Christ needs to close us, clothe us, envelop us, so that we are no longer seen. But He is the one who is
God
seen. Come with me to Galatians chapter
4.
I'm not sure of the verse. I think it's verse 19.
Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
All right, it's not that one. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
So here he says,
La politi,
those who are baptized into Christ,
go Christu,
have put on Christ. Bazombatha
uKristu.
I like the way a certain man of God explained what baptism is. The late
Reinhard Bonke.
He said
what?
That in the olden days, when people wanted to dye fabric, change color. Not die as in ukufa. Like ukutayikanda.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when people wanted to dye fabric,
abantu mabefuna ukushintsha umbala.
What they would do,
bebenza njani,
is they would prepare the dye or the color that they want to.
Bebelungisa udye walo mbala abawufunayo.
And then they would take the fabric
and
put it into the dye.
Lapho kudye.
and they would immerse the fabric into the dye.
And bazoyifaka khona edayini.
So this fabric would go, before it goes into the dye, maybe let's say it's white.
And ukuba ingene ke sithi bimhlophe.
And they would immerse it into this solution that they have made.
Izosika khona lapha benzele khona.
And when they take it out,
mabeyikhipha,
it will be a completely different color.
Izobe sishintshe kakhulu.
It will no longer be white.
Ngeke isaba mhlophe.
After that process,
emva kwaleyo ndlela,
even if you wash the thing,
noma ngabe kuthi uyayiwasha,
it will keep that color.
Izolokhu ibambe leyo mbala.
Even if you cut the fabric,
noma ngabe uyayisika,
and you check in between,
uzama ukuchecka phakathi,
the color would have gone into
ikhala izoba ingenelele.
You will no longer see any trace of white anymore.
Ngiyakusabona ukunye ukuthi bekumhlophe yini.
So that is what baptism is.
Ilapho baptizo kwenziwa ngendlela.
Where you are immersed into Christ.
Mangabe uphakathi ujulile kuChrist.
And where Christ will be infused into you.
Mangabe uChrist futhi engena kuwe.
That there will be no longer any trace of you.
Ngeke kusaba khona ukubonakala kwakho.
So the Bible says those who have been baptized into Christ are those who put on Christ.
Bazokwembathiswa uChrist.
There's no longer any trace of you.
Ngeke kusabonakala wena.
But all we see is the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please say some proper amens today.
Isho amen ozwakalayo.
So we are discussing that process.
Si discussa leyo ndlela.
Where you are becoming less and less.
Lapho uya ngokwehla wena.
And Christ is becoming more and more visible.
UChrist kuba yena obonakalayo.
In your life.
Empilweni yakho.
Hallelujah. Is that something you want?
Ilokho kufunayo.
Do you want Jesus to be visible in you?
Ufuna ubonakale kuwena.
Do you want Jesus to be seen in you?
Ufuna ubonakale kuwena.
Hallelujah. May he be seen in your life.
Akabonakale empilweni yakho.
When your family look at you, may they see Jesus.
Umndeni wakho mawubona wena ubona uJesu.
When your colleagues look at you, may they see Jesus.
Mama colleagues bona wena ubona uJesu.
When your classmates look at you, may they see Jesus.
Ibone uJesu.
When your friends look at you, may they see Jesus.
Abangani bebone uJesu.
Hallelujah.
Ngegama likaJesu.
Put your hands together for Jesus. May they see Jesus.
Ungambona uJesu.
May they see Jesus.
Mambona uJesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ever since I started preaching this subject,
ngilokho ngiqale ukushumayela ngalesi hloko.
It is my main prayer topic.
Imkhuleko yami ovelile.
Less of me,
akwehle kimi,
and more of you,
kuphakame kuyena.
May you be seen more and more.
Akabonakale.
May you be seen more and more.
Akabonakale futhi.
May you be seen more and more.
Akabonakale ngokufuthi.
Hallelujah. And so it should also be your desire
ukuthi abe yimina,
that he will be seen in your life
ukuthi abonakale empilweni yakho.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God.
Amen.
Now come with me to the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. We're going to do this very quick.
Yabaka Colossians chapter 2 verse 6.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
Mm-hmm.
Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Now that you have received Christ.
Ngakho njengalokho nemamukele uKristu.
He says walk in him.
Bathi hambani niku.
And we have established that walking in him
enisibonile ukuthi ukuhamba niku
means to follow him.
Ukusho ukumlandela.
Hallelujah. Do you remember?
Uyakhumbula.
And we have established
enisike sakuveza
that following him
ukuthi ukumlandela yena
means that you begin to allow him
kusho ukuthi uqala ukumvumela
yena to change you
akushintshe
to transform you
akulungisisise
because he said to his disciples
ngoba uthe kubafundi
bakhe follow me
ngilandelele
and I will make you
ngizonenza
fishers of men
abadobi babantu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you still remember?
Ngisakhumbula.
Then last week we began
ngeviki edlule siqalile
to show you that following him
ukuthi ukumlandela yena
means becoming a
kusho ukuthi uba yimvu.
Someone said becoming a sheep.
Iba yimvu.
And we read Psalms chapter 23.
Ene sifundile amahubo 23.
Where David
lapho uDavid
begins to show us
aqala ukusikhombisa
the relationship of a shepherd and a sheep. The Lord being the shepherd and we being the sheep. Hallelujah. And one of the things that David said, he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And I said to you that a sheep, or to become a sheep, the Lord has to be able to make you, hallelujah, to make you do something, or to make you stop doing something. This Christ who is living in you, for him to start showing and start being visible, he needs to slowly but surely have the ability to make you. Make you read your Bible. Make you pray. Make you fast. Hallelujah. One day the Lord Jesus appeared to someone. And he said to him, I want you to fast for 3 days and 3 nights. And the guy said, what? Do you know what is fasting? Not that he was telling a messenger, he was telling Jesus. Face to face like that.
Ubuso no buso.
Do you know what is fasting? He said, why don't you and the Father
no baba
fast yourselves? You see that Jesus can't make you. Some of you, there are seasons in your life where you feel, you just have a feeling that I need to fast for about 2 days. I need to fast for about 3 days. How many sometimes have a feeling like that? You see, the Christ in you is trying to make you do something. But very few respond. Because, hey,
Ipapa Nenyama
speaks louder than the Christ that is in you. So you have to allow him to make you. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I got a phone call. And it was when I looked at the number, it wasn't stored on my phone. These were the days where Truecaller didn't exist. So I look at the number,
I
said, I don't know. But I answered anyway. When I answered, it was a lady. And the lady greeted me by my name. And she continued talking, so I couldn't hear anything that she was saying. I was trying to figure out who is this person. Do you understand? And so as she kept talking, eventually I said, no, sorry, I'm so sorry, but I lost your number. Who are you? Then the person said to me, don't worry, I know who you are. And she said to me, Ankiri, you live in such and such a place. And described our home at that time. I was so shocked. And she said, your parents even have a car like this. And everything she was saying was true. And I said to her, look, I don't know who you are. You better tell me who you are or I'll drop this phone. And she refused to tell me, so I dropped the phone. So I met a neighbor of mine. And I said, something strange happened. Some lady called me. And she knew where I live. She knew everything about my home. Then the guy said, oh, I know who it is. And she he pointed at some house and that lady lives there. And the guy said to me, yarr, that lady is wild. Like, do you understand when I say wild? Like a groovist. and a loose type of person. And the guy said to me, maybe if she gets to know you, she will change. And then when he said that, I said, okay, maybe, you know, I'll be able to talk to her, she will change. And then one time I was sitting and I was just meditating. And I heard the voice of the King of Kings. And my king said to me, don't you dare ever speak to that lady. Hey! That was, I never, ever, ever again. You!
Wena.
Mangoba. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying anymore. Because now you are married to
Angiti manje ushadile ku
uJohn Yamon.
UJohn lo ya.
But uMangoba sakufonela.
uMangoba nayo sakufona.
No Steve, Steve Hofu
nayo futhi
sakufonela.
Sakufonela.
Nisakhuluma.
Nisakhuluma.
No Thamsanqa nayo sakufonela.
No Thamsanqa is still calling.
He cannot make you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Then David continued to say, read for me Psalm 23. You can take it from verse 1.
Psalms chapter 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Hello, hello. Tell a neighbor, say neighbor.
Makhelwane.
Don't answer that phone call anymore.
Ungayibambi leyo phone call futhi.
Okay, tell the other neighbor, your first neighbor doesn't want to listen to you.
Tshela omunye lowo oqala ufuna ukuzathana emakhelwane.
Delete the number.
Isuse leyo number.
Delete, tell a neighbor, delete.
Isuse. Isuse.
That number is trouble.
Leyo number inkinga.
No, you people don't want. Can you please hold your neighbor? Say today, today.
Today, namhlanje.
Delete.
Susa.
Those people in Soshanguve, delete, delete.
Nina base Soshanguve, susan.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Psalms 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
He leads me besides the still waters. So you become a sheep when the shepherd is able to lead you. Can he lead you? Can he guide you? Can he direct you? When it comes to your relationships, you like tall, dark, and handsome. But him, he likes someone who knows him. Can he lead you? You, when you look at a potential husband or potential wife, you are looking at what they have or what they don't have. He is not looking at what they currently have or what they don't have. But he is looking at the destiny that he has for somebody and the destiny that he has for you. And whether the two of you together can fulfill what God has destined you to fulfill, but you are looking at what he has. So can he lead you? Can he direct you even to the person that naturally you wouldn't really be interested in, but you feel that your God is leading you towards this direction? Will you allow him to guide you? Many years ago, when I finished
matric,
no school wanted to accept me. My marks were not so pleasing. Can you see? And then my aunt, unknown to me, took my results and went and applied for me. I think she applied in UJ. And at that time, I didn't really know
UJ.
So she called my parents and she said to them, I've organized for him to be able to come to UJ, University of
Johannesburg.
Now at that time, I was fresh in Christ.
New.
And I was starting to grow. And I was enjoying going to church. The church I used to go to used to have 4 services on Sunday. On Monday, I used to go to church. On Tuesday, I used to go to church. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, I would spend the whole day at church. And I was loving it. I was enjoying it. I was growing spiritually. I was speaking in tongues. I remember when I received my tongues, I was afraid that I was going to lose them. So every time, then my mother would call me. And I'll be afraid that on my way to buy bread, my tongues will go away. So I'll be speaking in tongues on the way. And then when I meet someone and talk to them, I'll speak softly. White bread, and they will give me, and then I walk. Because I was afraid. Hey, because I struggled to speak in tongues. Many pastors laid their hands on me, and I used to look at who's the more powerful pastor. And I would direct my head towards him. And nothing will happen. So when I finally began speaking in tongues, I made sure I'm not going to lose this one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey. I forgot what I was saying. So, they said I must go. So my mother and my father called me for a meeting. And they explained to me what was happening. And they said, tomorrow you have to go to
Joburg.
I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am not going to
Joburg.
Now it was very, very silly for me to say something like that. And very foolish for me to say something like that. Because they were concerned about my future. And they knew that my education is very important. But I knew that if I go to Joburg, the new life that I had just found, I was going to lose. I was fresh in Christ, but I had the sense to know and to understand that if I go away from this current place I'm in, I'm not strong enough to survive on my own. And it was difficult for me to tell my mother and my father to say that I'm not going to
Joburg.
Like, if you don't go to Joburg, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know, but I'm not going to Joburg. Can he lead you? As I stand here, I went to school. I finished school. I qualified. And worked as a professional. But when these doors were open, I was not running in any door that was opening. I have to allow him to lead. I have to allow him to lead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You become a sheep when the shepherd has the ability to lead you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, many people, when we talk about God leading them, immediately your mind starts thinking you will see angels. And Jesus will appear to you. It's not many people who have such
experience.
More often than not, God will lead us like He led Joseph. We don't see in Scripture God telling Joseph that I'm taking you to Egypt and that I'm going to use your brothers to hate you, to try and kill you, and then to sell you. We don't see God telling Joseph that when you get to Egypt, you'll be a slave. And then I'm going to allow a woman to accuse you falsely. And then you will go to jail for a minimum of 2 years. God doesn't tell him all these things. And God doesn't tell him that I will allow you to go through all these things. Because my plan,
because my plan
is that one day I want you to become a leader in Egypt. So Joseph just saw himself. Suddenly his brothers are trying to kill him. Suddenly he's been sold as a slave. Suddenly he's in a foreign land with people who speak a language that he doesn't understand. And when things started looking good, some foolish woman came and accused him of rape. And suddenly he saw himself in jail. More often than not, that's how he leads us. I don't know. I think it would be much easier if an angel would appear, my daughter, I had been sent with the word from the throne room, you will believe. But more often than not,
God
he leads us through the scriptures. Can he lead you? Ask your neighbor. Can he lead you to paying tithes? Paying tithes. Ask your neighbor. I want to watch Can the Lord say start paying tithes? God, you don't understand. The situation. The
circumstances.
Can he lead you? Oh, you don't like my message anymore. Is it the minute I touch your money, you start looking down, you start looking... Somebody say, wow.
Omunya gathi, wow.
Remember I told you that?
Kumbula ushilo ukuthi.
The Bible says,
iBhayibheli lithi,
the fullness of Christ, sorry, the fullness of God
ugcwala kaNkulunkulu
was in Christ.
Kwaku Christ.
Which means that God himself
usho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe
was living in Christ.
Wayehlala kuChrist.
And so, it means that Jesus had to be a sheep. And so God could lead Jesus. And he even led him to the cross to die for you and me. Jesus Jesus knew the importance of dying on the cross. And he was willing to do it.
And wayefisa futhi ukuba kwenzeke.
But when the time came,
kodwa makufika isikhathi,
everything in him
gonke kuyena
said, hey, that thing is difficult.
Wabona ukuthi hey, lento inzima.
It's not as easy as you thought.
Akukho lula njengoba becabanga.
So he tried to negotiate with his shepherd.
Wazama ukulungisa nabaholi
bakhe. Is there another way?
Wathi ayikhenye indlela kodwa.
That we can save these people.
Esingahambisa ngalo lababa.
Without me having to die.
Ngaphandle kokuba bafe.
And the Bible says and God sent an angel.
IBhayibheli lithi uNkulunkulu wathumela ingelosi ukuba zimqinise.
When an angel is being sent to strengthen you.
Uyabona mangabe ingelosi ilethe ukuba ziqinise.
It's like, "Eish, you have to go through it."
Ubona kahle ukuthi akumele ngivele ngiye.
Hallelujah. So he could be led by God.
Wahanjiswa uNkulunkulu.
He could be directed by God.
Wakhonjiswa uNkulunkulu indlela.
Ask your neighbor, say neighbor.
Ubuze umakhelwane uthi makhelwane.
Can the Lord lead?
Inkosi ngakuhola na.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, sleeping is not allowed.
Tshela umakhelwane ukuthi ukulala nje akaze kwavumeleka la ekhaya.
I know it's very hot today.
Inyazi kuyashisa impela.
But I don't allow people to sleep.
Kodwa ngivuma ukuthi umuntu alale.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for Christ,
ku Christu,
to get to the point
ukube kufike ezingeni
where he becomes visible
lapho kuthena bonakala
in your life
empilweni yakho,
he has to be able to lead you.
Kumele umvumela kuhole
as a husband over your home.
Njengobaba ekhaya,
he has to be able to lead you.
Kumele akuhole
as a father to your children.
Njengobaba ebantwaneni,
as a mother to your children.
Njengomama ebantwaneni,
he has to be able to
kumele bahole.
Many people in marriages, they don't behave
abantu abaningi emshadweni
like people who have Christ.
Abenzi njengabantu abano Christ
living in them.
Awuhlala kubona,
you can be shocked.
Ungamangala
the shouting
uwe
uskhala
hey wena uyislima uyislima.
You ask yourself, is this a house of born again believers?
Yindlu yabazelwe kabusha lena.
When they open the TV,
mabe vule TV,
all kinds of swear words are coming out of the TV.
Bonke kubonakala lapha ku TV.
And the whole family and children are sitting.
Bonke bahleli.
Watching
babekile.
Yo man, do 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 man, do do do. And everyone is sitting and the children are watching.
Nengane baby.
Yeah, daddy, daddy.
Baba buka baba.
I'm sure the Christ in you.
Ngiyacabanga uChrist oku.
Use
uthi cha.
Something is wrong.
Kukhona ongalungile.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So will you allow him to lead?
Ungamvumela ukuba khole.
To guide you.
Akuhole.
In all things.
Kukho konke.
At your workplace.
Emsebenzini.
When people are toy-toy.
Lapho betoy-toy.
Now you are joiner.
Now you are join.
Hey mzalwane.
Wena umzalwane wonke.
Throwing stones at people.
Uphosisa abantwini.
Fighting people.
Ulwa nabantu.
We don't fight like that.
Asilwe kanjalo.
We fight through prayer.
Silwa ngomkhuleko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. When they toy-toy,
mangabe betoy-toy.
Just stay at home.
Hlale ekhaya.
When they finish, come back to work.
Mabe qedile ubuya emsebenzini.
That's all.
Ilokho.
I listen to me.
Ungilalela ukuba ngithini.
So he must be able to lead you.
Kumele umvumela kuhole.
It's very very important.
Kubaluleke kakhulu.
And some of you sitting here.
Nabanye benibahleli lapha.
You have experienced the leading of the Lord.
Uyakwazi ukholwa uNkulunkulu kunjani.
And some of you are not aware that it is the Lord.
Abanye abaqaphelanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
You be saying things like, you know, something told me.
Ubasho nje ukuthi khona into abatshela.
I felt that I must do this.
Enibezwa sengathi ngingakwenza lokho.
But many of us, we don't obey.
Kodwa abanye abakwazi ukubheka.
We don't obey.
Ababhekisisi.
When that leading comes.
Mangabe lokho kholwa kuvela.
when that friend comes into your life and you've had this bad feeling, something is wrong. And you know that the friend is not good for you. He's trying to lead you. He's trying to talk to you. But you ignore. And you move with the bad friend. With the bad colleague. Some of you, your colleagues. It's like you've told yourself, I'll never drink again. But this colleague. He said, no, come, I'll buy you juice. Be sitting with him. And he said, no, just taste. Before you know it, you call yourself, I'm a casual drinker. Foolishness. What's a casual drinker?
No casual drinker.
No, Pastor, I only drink in functions and
special occasions.
That's how it starts. Before you know it, you're an alcoholic. You're drunk every day. What happened to the amens? He must be able to lead you. To read your Bible. Some of you do that. It's fine. Do it for your Bible. And be reading. And be reading. And be reading. And be reading. Allow him to guide you. Some of you, he wakes you up in the morning. You are just awake.
Just to have.
And you think it's your body telling you to go to the toilet. It's not a toilet to wake up this one. It's a wake up and pray. Please say amen. Please.
Amen.
It's a wake up and pray. There could be danger on the day that you are waking up. That time your shepherd is trying to tell you to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you think? Allow him to lead you. Allow him. I've heard of many stories,
Nompumelelo.
Where people will wake up in the morning feeling like today I'm going to church. They just feel that extraordinary pull saying, let's go to church. And as they are preparing, a friend arrives. And they don't come to church. And they go wherever. I've heard of stories like that. Some people got beaten up there. Some people are in jail. All sorts of things. Because they were not able to follow the leading of the master. Some have become drug addicts. Some are now criminals stealing. Because their friends led them into some foolish things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So allow him to lead you. Allow him. Allow him. Stop fighting. Allow him. Today, one of the problems I noticed, that I even noticed with myself, the cell phone has become a big problem. Sometimes now, cell phones are just like drugs. We can't put it down. When we go to the toilet, we go with it. When we sleep, it sleeps here. When we wake up, it's the first thing we... Even at school now, students.
Eskolini.
The teacher will be teaching.
Uthisha uzofundisa.
Behind under the desk.
Ngaphansi kwedesk. Yacofa.
Even someone here now, as I'm preaching, someone.
Njoba kushumayela nje. Khona bacofayo.
Amen.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said.
Awungizanga ukuthi bengithini.
We are busy saying amen, but
amen.
We are WhatsApping.
We are WhatsApp.
While I'm preaching.
Ngiyashumayela ngapha mina.
And some of us.
Abanye bethu.
The shepherd is saying it's too much.
Umelusi uthi sekwanele.
Hafula.
Yehlisa.
You don't want to say amens today.
Uyazo amen kanjani namhlanje.
Tell never say hafula.
Tshela umakhelwane ukuthi minus.
Hallelujah. And then the last thing I'll tell you for today.
Okugcina ngitshela khona namhlanje.
Read for me from where he leadeth me.
He restores my soul.
He restoreth my soul.
Ubuyisa umphefumulo wami.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for
his
name.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
Uyangihola ezindleleni zokulunga.
For his name's sake.
Ngenxa yegama lakhe.
Hallelujah. That word restoreth, it means to strengthen.
Ukuqiniswa.
In other words,
ngamanye amazwi,
for you to become a sheep,
ukuba wena ube imvu,
you have to allow,
kumele uvumele,
the Lord to be able to restore your soul,
inkosi ukuba iqinise umoya wakho,
or to strengthen you,
or iqinise wena uqobo.
Hallelujah. Now, one of the ways that we are strengthened is when we eat.
Ilapho sidla.
Do you understand? Eating strengthens us.
Ukudla kuyasiqinisa.
When people suddenly become very ill,
umuntu mayeqale gula,
one of the things you will notice,
izinto ezenzakalayo,
is that they stop eating.
Bayeka ukudla.
And when they stop eating, they become very weak.
Baba weak.
And weak.
Bebe weak.
And so the disease, or sometimes the virus that is killing them, has free way. Because the body is not receiving strength. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so you are not revived. You are not restored. Because you are not eating. So, a sheep is someone who the shepherd is able to feed.
Hello?
Hello. Many of us, we are not being fed by the Lord. Many of us, we are being fed by our friends. They are the ones who feed us in terms of how to think, in terms of how to dress, what we should wear. Many of us, we are being fed by musicians. You know every lyric of Tupac. You even know where the commas and the full stops are in Tupac's song. Even though he died many years ago, but he's still leading you. He's feeding you. He's teaching you how to think. Many of us have been taught by television how to think. We are not being fed by the Lord. You watch your favorite Gomorrah. And the generations. And what? Skim Sam.
No, Skim Sam.
And what? The Queen.
Not the Queen.
Uzalo.
Uzalo.
Scandal. Even that name is very dangerous. But you'll be there watching. Hey! And you'll be seeing two boys.
Ooh.
In a relationship. Two boys. And Now your mind has been programmed.
But
it's okay. If I'm a boy and I like another boy, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's foolishness.
Please.
Tell him, say it's not okay.
But in
today's time, if you say this thing is not okay, they can almost chop off your head. Because we are no longer being fed by the law. But we are being fed by television. We are being fed by society. We are being fed by all kinds of things. We don't take the time to allow the shepherd to feed us and to feed us what he wants us to eat. I mean, see young people today, how they are dressing. Huh? Everything must be short. Ask him, say, why?
Young
those who are in university,
university.
You must pray.
Utandaze.
Jesus, help my eyes. Because in university,
university,
there's no mother or father to say, dress well. I told you one day, Mom Ruti was walking in town. And she saw two ladies were walking in front of her. And they were wearing those tights that are tight. And was showing a little bit the skin, you see. And as she was walking behind them, she noticed that the panties are showing. I don't know whether they were pink or orange or green or I can't. And so, Mom Ruti, being Mom Ruti, she said, hey!
What hey,
she was seeing problem.
What in
so,
what
your panties are showing.
I'm up
and
then I
fell. And he said, hey man, see again.
That I'll see
again. It's a true story. I'm not like
this.
And they were proud to walk with their panties showing.
And they were proud to walk with their panties showing.
Now, where did they learn
bakufunde kuphi
that it is okay
ukuthi kulungile lokho
to walk on the street
babe hambe
kwaqhe. First and foremost, the pants is tight.
Umzima kakhulu ama tight ababambile ababambile.
Don't know if the blood can even circulate properly. And secondly, the underwear is showing.
Namaphenda avela.
One day I was driving to work.
Ngelinye ilanga ngiya driving emsebenzini.
And a car accident happened.
Yes, it didn't.
Not a big one, just they just bumped each other. It was someone driving a red BMW and another car, I can't remember. The person who was driving the BMW was a lady. So she walked out of the car. The dress was this. And the top.
The top
was like
net.
How can I like a net. Yeah. Were you there? It was a net. Like literally it was a net. See through. And she was not wearing even a bra or anything. So her breasts were just look at me, look at me, look at me. And she walked out of her car. And she was like nothing. Everything. Now, how does someone get to this level? Television.
Social media.
Friends.
Abangan.
Have fed the person.
Bamfunzile.
To the point where they have believed that this is okay. Are you here? So you have to analyze your life. What is restoring your soul? What is strengthening you? What is feeding you? If you want Jesus to be seen and visible in your life, you have to allow him to be the one who feeds you. You have to allow him to teach you how to dress. You have to allow him to teach you how to behave. You have to allow him to teach you how to communicate. How to live your life. Allow him to teach you. Allow him to show you what should be priority in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to allow him to feed you. He must feed you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say neighbor, who is feeding you every day? Now before you say it's Jesus, just look at the whole week. How many times did you read your Bible? Because he feeds you through the scripture. How many times did you listen to a preaching? And you say he feeds you. How many times did you spend time praying? Waiting on him. How many times? If your answer was zero to all these things, then he's not feeding you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. TikTok, WhatsApp status. What else? Facebook. Instagram. Cannot be a substitute for the word of God. You watch a 30-second video of some pastor preaching fancy, and you think that that's enough? You are a joker, my friend. You have to sit down and read. I was teaching someone during the week called last week. And I said that you have to read chapter 1 of whatever book.
Chapter 1 in my ipincwadi.
Chapter 2.
No, chapter 2 akhona.
For however long you want to read.
Lapho nje ufuna ukufunda.
When you get to where you feel like you want to stop.
Lapho bona khona uthusokhathela.
Then you sit.
Uhlala phansi.
You start thinking.
Uyaqala uyacabanga.
About what you have read.
Ngalokho ubukufunda.
And you ask yourself, what does the Lord want me to learn from what I've read today? What I'm reading here, how is it relevant in my life today? And you think about it. And you meditate. Then you start to receive revelation. And then you decide, what I've learned today, I'm going to apply it in my life. That is the process where the shepherd is feeding. Not TikTok, WhatsApp, status,
TikTok, no WhatsApp,
Facebook,
no Facebook.
For 1 minute video.
I don't
know any pastor who preaches for 1 minute.
Pastor, but preach a minute and Lord.
You are saying he's feeding
God
you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Amen.
Allow Jesus to feed you. Let's rise to our feet. I want to encourage somebody today. Read your Bible.
Funde Bible lakho.
Read it every day.
Funda wonka malanga.
Every day.
Wonka malanga.
Read a chapter.
Funda ma chapter.
Read some verses.
Funda ma verses.
Meditate.
Lenza.
By doing that,
ngakho konke lokho,
you're allowing him.
Uvumela yena.
To teach you how to think.
Ukuba kufundise ukucabanga.
You're allowing him.
Uvumela yena.
To feed you.
Ukuba kufundise.
To teach you how to behave.
Ufundise ukuba wena.
How to treat your wife.
Wow, uphathe umama.
How to treat your husband.
Uphathe wesimame.
He will teach you. He will feed you. Everything is in the Bible. Everything you need. Even if you're a businessman, how to grow your business is in the Bible. If you allow Jesus to talk to you, He will show you. This is how you run your Bible. This is how you change your life. This is how things will get better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.